Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
If you've come looking for investment management advice, income creation, asset protection strategies, under the guidance of some exceptional experience, man, have I got a half hour for you. Hello, everyone. It's Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan. With me now, Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. How are you, Scott?
I'm good, Greg. How are you today?
I feel like you're more focused. Golf season is over with. You don't have time to golf anymore. It's about making my money work for me. Are you prepared?
Oh, you bet. I mean, I'm more focused and definitely working longer hours now that, people get back in the swing of things in the beginning of September.
the swing of things, still with the golfing reference all the time. I love it. Seriously, Scott, the number one topic, it seems, of the last, year, interest rate expectation. And that's some of the where I wanted to start, from ultra low interest rates that led to a huge spike in real estate demand, to the speed with which interest rates shot up to levels not seen in a generation. It's been hard to keep up with a shifting landscape for mortgage holders. And that's probably a big part of what you're discussing with your clients right now.
I'm getting a lot of questions on that. And I think, when we have, we call it cheap money, but in reality, when you have ultra low interest rates for a long period of time, borrowing becomes easy. And it actually caused a lot of money to flow into the system. It actually boosts inflation and because of consumer demand and things like that. And even businesses, of course, are borrowing more when interest rates are low. Then when we take a while and all of a sudden, people forget that interest rates have to go back up again. And of course, dealing with higher inflation, they have to rise very quickly. I mean, we've seen it rise from 0.25% Bank of Canada rate in a year and a half to 5%. And there's still some speculation we could see another quarter point increase in that. I mean, we're hoping not another half over the next 3 to 6 months, but as long as inflation does start to come under control. But I think the expectation that interest rates are going back down to those previous levels, I'm hoping that people are understanding they're not, going back to those ultra low levels again, because even levels we had from post-financial crisis 08, 09, from 2010 to 2020, those rates were historically very low. And, one of the article I read on it was the average brokered five-year fixed-term mortgage rate during that period of time or that decade was 3.25%, which is extremely low still. Obviously today somebody, if they're renewing and they have 1.75, 1.9, 2.5, 2.75, are going to be freaking out at 5 to 6% interest rates, which can, significantly increase their payments as much as, 25 to 40%, and that could easily cause them to have some difficulties. But also, I think it was very, I heard so many optimistic things, the last 3-6 months and interest rates were going to start coming back down by year end. And I'm like, no, that's not what we feel. I mean, we feel that interest rates are likely going to stay higher for a little longer, probably a year plus before we see any, sort of movement down in interest rates. And this has a few things. I mean, as economically and stock market wise, I mean, if the U.S. has a soft landing and not a recession, then interest rates will stay higher for longer. And usually we follow kind of what they do, and that's one of the things. So consumer spending has also been very resilient, and I think recently, September was one of the weakest months we've seen in a year in the markets, and I think that is actually, sort of expectation that we're finally seeing cracks in the system, and we're in a situation where, we're maybe getting to that point we've been waiting for, which is that slowdown, and maybe a tick up, slight tick up in unemployment.
Well, we talk about financial planning, but Scott, coming up with the funds can prove challenging for a lot of people right now. You got your auto loans, your credit cards, your lines of credit. You just mentioned the mortgages. But there are ways to still plan for the future. Please tell me there are, because I need my hope from you, Scott.
Well, I think the biggest thing is having a plan. I mean, especially people who are facing, higher cost mortgage renewals, is knowing what debts, that we have to sort of concentrate on paying down first to free up cash flow. But people are going to be facing, higher costs per month, and savings is going to be, significantly harder. And that's one of the reasons why we always suggest that people, start saving, at a smaller, slower pace, you know, gradually and increase it over time instead of, you know, waiting, okay, well, wait till I save up $10,000 or $20,000 and I'll start, you know, adding some money to this. Because often that doesn't happen when costs are this high. So, you know, people are better off to you know, earmark a smaller amount, put it away on a regular basis, you know, just out of sight, out of mind. And then knowing where to put it. I mean, what's the appropriate thing to do? I mean, should you be buying RSPs? Should you be buying TFSAs? That's a big part of the planning. And, you know, if everybody's, you know, if people are concentrating trying to do it all, they sometimes fail because they're not concentrating on maybe just doing one at right now that fits their situation.
And you're there to help find what my situation is. You're not doing this alone, right, Scott?
Big part of our job. I mean, as a team, our big part of our job is to sit down and we look at somebody's situation and then, you know, prepare a written financial plan. You know, I always use the term, you know, I mean, in English, but the key is written and not all numbers, right? Because I think, you know, most people's numbers do not really, you know, represent what they're interested in. I mean, we need to have numbers, but we can't have 30 pages of numbers. We need to have, you know, written out, understandable. Education is key with everything when it comes to planning. And then again, plan if something can't be done right away today, let's have a plan for when we can start this or when you can get going forward on it. And so planning, and then if you're approaching retirement, you need to be planning because you need to know if you've got enough income to cover the higher costs that we're seeing today.
And that's a great point you just made there. The fact is that you may not necessarily be ready, but it's still a good conversation to have so that when you are ready.
The biggest thing I hear is that, you know, people say, you know, I wish I'd talked to you 5 or 10 years earlier. And that is the biggest thing. You know, you roll in and see somebody like myself at retirement because we are kind of having, you know, retirement income specialty. You know, and it's like, wow, this is great. But I mean, you know, maybe we should have seen you sooner. I said, well, yeah, I mean, it would help, but, you know, at least we're doing it now.
Yeah.
And you're going into retirement eyes wide open. And then if you're already retired, it's looking at your income situation and seeing if you could make changes that make sense to, you know, either improve your income or in many cases get more income out of certain investments while your tax bracket is lower. And looking at how that works, because the average person cannot, you know, income taxes in Canada are a nightmare as far as understanding them, right?
So, yeah. I hear you.
You know, guidance is key.
Scott Bjornson is Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth, my guest. And I don't want, if you're just tuning in, you're thinking, it sounds so daunting like of a task, or it sounds overwhelming. It doesn't have to be, really, because you'd be surprised at, you know, starting in smaller increments, as you said, at an earlier time is so beneficial. And I have a young daughter, and I say, you know, 28 years old, still trying to understand and grasp. And I'm trying to encourage her really right now is the time to see how your money can work for you, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's also time to, you know, again, start planning on what, you know, what are your priorities financially, and then have a plan to achieve those. You know, I mean, They don't just sort of occur. And a lot of times things change quickly for people. I mean, you know, we maybe have individuals who are planning for, you know, a home purchase down the road, and that may occur sooner than later. But, you know, if we've been talking about it, we've had a plan, and we can, you know, get them to that point. The biggest key is to have somebody to ask questions to. Consistency. You know, I mean, consistency and advice. Again, not telling them what to do, but saying, here's your options. Now, what are you comfortable with?
I have to take a break here soon, Scott, but RRSP contribution basics, this is the time of year for that, right?
Well, RRSP always start early if it's the right place to put your money. We have until March 1st, you know, next year to contribute to your registered retirement savings plan, but our ESPs, registered education savings plans, those have to be contributed before December 31st if you're keeping up on that. And so it's always on a calendar year with those. And then again, you know, I mean, now we've been talking in the past about the new first home savings account and the ability to get started on those this year.
All right. More information on that home plan coming up in our next segment. Scott, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan. He's Scott Bjornson. More investment advice on the way with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth.